Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. People were asked, okay, what unusual things do you do in a bathroom? And again, it's not the stuff you would normally associate with by using the bathroom. It's like, okay, you know, things that you go in there and you're not doing what the bathroom was designed for.
I can answer for you, BJ, and it's answer work emails.
Yeah, you got that right, buddy.
Yeah.
More often than not, whenever we do, where's BJ? He's probably in the bathroom. All of a sudden, I just start seeing like a little string of email responses. I'm like, oh, there he is. Yep. He's pooping. Yep.
Oh, I've learned that from my father. That was the place to go to be alone and get your thoughts together, yep. Get stuff done, uninterrupted, the bathroom.
I'm pretty sure my dad, he went to the bathroom the minute he got home from work, and he was in there for like about an hour. And I'm pretty sure it was just so he could mentally prepare himself for dealing with my brother and I.
Yeah.
Like, he's just I'm not yet ready. I'm in a bad mood because I've been stuck on a train for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and now I got these two idiots.
Dude, when I went to my wife's uncle's house, and he really was successful, and he had a home office, I realized, whoa, and he was never in the bathroom because he had a place to go where he had a bed in there so he could go take naps. Everything he needed was in this one room of the house, and I thought, this is genius because the poor man's home office is the bathroom.
That's
really
true.
Is. You know, maybe the garage, if you're lucky enough to have room to go out and have a workshop out there.
Like my a dad shed had a, or something, yeah.
My dad had a tool shed, yeah. And,
yeah,
you know,
he did.
Those
we would talk to him every morning. Hey. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. That's actually pretty good, though. So the bathroom, people are definitely using for stuff that isn't like what the bathroom's designed for. Like you said, I get all my office work done. How about anybody else in this room? Do you use the bathroom for anything outside of what it's supposed to be used for?
Having sex.
Yeah.
Do you
sex?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's on the list.
Never. My girlfriend loves the shower sex.
Oh, I forget that the shower's in the bathroom. That's a good point.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, if you're in a bar.
I was picturing like hunched over a toilet. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's bar enough. Bathroom sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but the shower, yeah. I mean, that's. Honestly, I think that's why people design those big walk-in showers, you know, like in the homes.
The it ones even that have like a bench seating.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
What do you need to sit down for?
They got multiple shower heads that will hit you from every angle. I just feel like those folks are just basically, you're not showering in here. You're doing it.
Unless you have a physical reason why you need to sit in a shower, which I get those. But like the ones where it's just like, okay, neither one of you have that. What? Oh, okay.
There we go.
I know what you guys like to do in there.
Oh, here's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm never taking a shower. I'm like, I need to sit down.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a big bench, I definitely think sex. But as a girl, my first thought when I see a little bench in a shower, I'm like, oh, easier to shave my legs.
I bet for a lot of ladies, that is a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, leg up.
Oh, Steve, well, you know what? Maybe you're wrong. Maybe that's what's really going on.
But if it's a big, big bench, it's for slam town.
All right, fair enough. You know what? I want to believe people are having a good time in life.
The only thing I could think of that I do in the bathroom that's not meant for bathroom needs is like sometimes watching videos. If I'm watching a video like and I haven't finished watching the video, I will just finish watching the video because I know once I leave that bathroom, I'm not getting to watch that video, especially now with the kid.
That's really interesting. Yeah, you know, reading a book people do in the bathroom a lot, but I'm not seeing a lot of video watching, which, Steve, I have to say, I'm surprised because I think I got to be thinking you're not the only one.
Yeah, my wife was like, why were you in the bathroom for 3.5 hours? I'm like, I just started SummerSlam and didn't realize how long it was going to go. No, usually it's like a 5-minute video or something along those lines. I'm not like watching like a television show. It's like maybe I'll watch like an interview clip that's like 6-7 minutes. And I'm like, well, I kind of want to see what happens in this before I actually call it time to leave the bathroom.
See, I do that too, but I like listening to shows, especially if I've watched them a million times, like as opposed to like sometimes music. And if I'm watching a show and I want to finish the episode, I'll just place it in my windowsill while I shower so I could still listen to it. So I do the same thing, but when I'm showering.
All right. There we go. So you and Steve, apparently the only ones in America that do this.
Yep.
Sorry.
Someone said Steve saw something unusual in a bathroom in Atlanta when he saw one dude docking his to another guy.
Yeah,
dude, I was just sharing that story with my buddy Ethan HD a couple weeks ago when we were at SOS Wrestling, and he was just like jaw dropped because at the time, like if those that don't know, we went to a radio convention, and at the time I did not know what the concept of docking was, and I went into a bathroom and there were two guys,
yeah,
just right there, and I'll never forget. One had like blue leather or pleather pants, the other one had like red leather or pleather pants. Yeah. And I was glad I didn't have white leather or pleather pants because then I think I was just – then it was just meant to be.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been really the patriotic threesome right there.
Right, either here or in France. And so like I remember locking eyes with those guys and they just kind of like looked at me like, are you coming in or not? And I quickly closed the door and went to the women's bathroom and it was like a one person at a time bathroom and locked that door until I heard them because I was like, I don't know what was going on in there, but it creeped me out. And then I told everybody like, oh, they were docking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. I did not know that was a thing.
Well, you know, welcome to America, sir.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah. So how about this? People taking a phone call in the bathroom. I find that, by the way, and that happens in our office. And I really, I mean, come on. You know, maybe your own bathroom at home, sure. But I think, you know, you can tell the echo. I don't like to be in the bathroom because I feel like acoustically they can tell it's a different sound. And they go, well, where would that echo come from? You must be in the bathroom talking to me.
Sometimes it's certain salespeople that do that. And if I'm able to, I will excessively flush the toilet. Just because I'm like, I'm just an idiot troll.
I thought you were going to say I excessively fart
me
so
too.
They know.
Oh, if I could, I would. But I figured the toilet sound is bad. Yeah. Where are you?
Yeah,
a whoopee cushion factory. What's going on?
I mean, I don't know. Is sales that competitive that really you can't tell someone, look, I gotta go. I'll be right back. I mean, I don't know.
The weird one though is when they're talking and they're going number one and they're just like and the stream is just hitting the water. So it's like, do they think you're at like some weird garden like that has like some kind of weird fountain going on?
I mean,
like.
Oh, I'm just here at Snoqualmie Falls. Give me a second.
Right. I'm just checking out the scenery. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. With the AirPods, I know with my Apple AirPods, my wife can hear me walking. Like if I'm walking on a gravelly surface. So you can't do anything. It makes so much noise. So that, you're right, Steve. That is definitely like a fire hose situation.
Oh, how about this person? Depending on acoustics, I sometimes record voiceover work in the bathroom.
Oh. Well, I can appreciate that. People sing in the bathroom and think they really are good. And then they go on American Idol, and they're not.
Oh, and so I said, not sure if this counts, but I do have a chair in my shower and I use it because sometimes I just don't want to be getting up just yet.
Oh, well, so they'll just sit in the chair. I get that. I mean, I'm usually in the bathroom doing that too, getting up in the morning. That's what I do. I wake up in the bathroom. I just sit and wait until I feel like I'm awake. Because it's so damn early, and I hear the alarm. I stumble over and shut it off.
Yeah,
and I go sit. Until I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready to go.
Just want to adjust your body to get ready.
So I can appreciate that.
So it has beer. Yeah, shower beers. I never thought about that.
Yeah. They even make like a little
in
cup
your own
holder.
Home though.
I mean, I'm doing that.
You're doing it at the gym. I get that.
Not the gym, at the locker room with the boys.
Well,
that's
what I mean. Yeah, it's a locker
adult
room environment.
Adult boys,
what
we call each other.
Yeah. So how about getting away from people to cry? I mean, I don't know. Does anybody do that, Danny?
No, my crying's all in public, BJ. Come on. That's like in the middle. That's like in the middle of a concert.
There were bathrooms in every restaurant we took Danny to during the interview process. Why didn't he just get away to cry like any other normal person?
Public crying is way better.
Damn millennials. You know, Steve
Danny,
and I,
take
when we
that
cry,
to the bathroom.
Yeah, come on. Steve and I go to the bathroom to cry. We don't sit there and cry.
We share the same stall.
Yeah. People hide out in the bathroom to avoid people. Yeah, I feel like I do that a little bit too at times.
Oh, like if you see one of said salespeople that you don't really want to have a conversation
with. You stay
in
there.
You just stay in there for a few minutes and hope they don't come in.
We have this open floor plan, so it's really hard to get away in our office. It's hard to find a private space. And so the bathroom is the place to go.
Dude, though, there are times where, like, you go into, like, the common bathroom, and there's that person at the – because we have, like, two urinals, and then there's that one person who you're just like, I know he's going to want to have a conversation, and it's always weird, and I'm
– oh, that guy.
So those are, like, the situations where I typically don't go into a stall to go number one, and those are the times where I do go into a stall to go number one because I'm like, I just don't want to deal with it.
So now you know my secret.
Well, you just like peeing sitting down. I mean, that's not that crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you, those conversations are awkward. That's why I always go in a stall, and that's why I always sit down. Nobody likes to talk to anybody who's taken a D. They just, you know what I mean? They just don't want to do that. But somehow
that happened to me in San Francisco once, and I did get out of the bathroom pretty quickly.
Yeah, and so that's why I do it. I mean, people have asked me, and I go, dude, there are people that just don't understand. When you're in the bathroom, shut the F up. Don't say anything. Just let us have our space. But, you know, everybody wants to start a conversation.
I feel like I don't mind even a conversation anymore. I'm like, it is what it is. But once you step away from whatever the thing you're using to go to the bathroom with, the urinal or the toilet, I feel like you got to accept that the conversation's over. And don't keep talking to me and making me stay in the bathroom and just hovering awkwardly as you're still going to the bathroom. Yeah. I'm like, I just don't want to do that.
Take me for a coffee, okay? If you really want to talk to me that much, buy me a coffee.
First or at least bring one in there and give it to me in the bathroom.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. That'll help you get stuff going, too. You know, good job. How about – this one is weird. And, Vicky, I'm going to ask you, and maybe, Danny, I'll ask you, too. Trying on new clothes? We're talking about things that people do in the bathroom that wasn't what the bathroom was designed for. Trying
sense.
On new clothes.
Yeah, I do that because I have the biggest mirror.
Yeah, but usually it only goes halfway, though. So you don't see your full outfit.
Yeah, she's right about that. Really? You don't have like a door mirror? Your wife doesn't have anything like that?
No, we do now. But at the old place, we didn't. And so I'd have to stand on the bathtub like thing. If I needed to see how the pants or shoes looked, I'd have to stand on that to look at it.
Oh, well, that's understandable.
But now we have like our sliding door for our bedroom. We have a giant mirror, which is nice.
That's that. Yeah, come on. Don't be a savage. Get that done. Good job. You gotta have a full length mirror. I think you're a big person when you finally have a full length mirror. Don't you feel like you're an adult?
No, I really put zero into that. I was like,
I'll make
whatever mirror works. In my opinion,
actually,
the less mirrors
one.
In my house, I'm happier.
Oh, really?
Now I don't have to be accidentally scared by myself. Like, whoa, Steve.
I like
get some rest.
I like mirrors. I do. I like the mirrored like you have, Steve. I like the mirrored like the closet doors. Love those. I mean, they're the greatest idea ever until, of course, a kid runs into and breaks them. So you've got that going on for you.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before that happens.
Yeah. Do you do this, Steve? Do you wash your dog in the bathroom? I mean, some people use the tub.
We use the bathtub in our quote-unquote guest bathroom because we have like our bathroom in our bedroom, but then we have the other bathroom, and we wash Lulu in that one.
You know, we joked about, you know, giving somebody a coffee in the bathroom, and that's on the list. People like to go in to have coffee, tea, or a beer in the bathroom. Now, Steve, you say you do it in the locker room, which makes sense to me. I mean, that's, you know, you guys are, you know, it's camaraderie. It's a fan. I mean, I get that. But just people go in there by themselves and have a beverage? Well, so it's sort of, I mean, it's weird because you're doing you're supposed to be in there getting rid of the beverage and whatever.
No, so it's shower beers are the best. I partake regularly after a hard work day.
Shower beer, sure, but like to the point of having coffee or tea, like why would you, I guess you're in the shower, but like I don't like to take food into a bathroom.
I'll like grab coffee to bring home sometimes from like, you know, like go to Bigfoot Java and bring in. My wife's getting ready for something, and so she'll have her coffee in the bathroom with her. It's not like she's solely having, but while she's getting ready, she has the coffee to drink.
I got you. Okay.
Oh, because she's using the bathroom mirrors and stuff like that. Yeah, I get it. Because some people have vanities outside, like the where they get ready outside of the bathroom area, like not where the toilet is. But I'm thinking of like you're in the toilet area, the showered area, and that's where you're doing it. But I get it. That makes sense. If she's
that is a weird
vanity.
Visual. She's just sitting on the crapper just with a coffee in her hand.
That's why it's her happy place.
Right. Just speeding up the process.
That's a great visual, though. That is a great visual just to see anybody going, oh, yeah, I'm just sitting here having coffee.
Someone probably going, bathrooms are great for buying drugs at raves.
There you go.
Oh, hadn't thought about that. How about falling asleep in the tub, which I can get. People do it. But then there are people that fall asleep on the toilet. That also made the list.
Thankfully, neither have happened for me.
I fall asleep in the tub when I'm drunk.
Okay, that makes sense.
Usually, I'll get in there. Like, when we've gone to hotels, my best friend's like, get out. Time for you to get out. I heard you snoring. Let's go. And I'm like, fine.
But see, Vicky, you can fit in the tub. You know, that's the thing. I mean, you
it's
really
like a
could.
Swimming pool.
Yeah. I mean, man, that's the one thing I envy about you, Vicky. Almost any tub works for you. I mean, it's just like Vicky can have a jacuzzi anywhere she goes.
And she's also a woman. I feel like all women love baths. I can't do baths.
I could have if I could fit in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like BJ brought up. Like, if there was one, like, if I had, like an 8-foot tub or something, then it's just like a hot tub or a pool.
Fair.
Yeah, hot tubs are amazing because, first of all, they maintain the heat. And that's what I miss. That's what I don't like about a bath is eventually it gets cold. But, man, a hot tub, Steve. You know what? We just need a hot tub. That's all, Steve. Let's do it.
Oh, so we're living together now?
Look, if I can get a hot tub and a beverage, all right, let's do it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.